Okay. Very good morning to all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So this morning, we will do the puja together with the renewal of precepts. So turn to page 4. We will do the respect to Triple Jack first, then we start the puja. Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato saukasango sanghang namami. Okay, turn to page 4, chanting bonus. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Okay, now I will chant the precept. For those who on 5 precept, you just take until 5. For those who take 8, you continue until 8.
Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Those who just came in, you don't have the 8 precepts sleep. I got one to spare for you. Kelly, your share. Yeah. Your share. If you want to take your share, those who don't take, no need. Okay, I will now chant the 6 precepts.
Vikala bhojana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. นาจากิตาวาดิตาวิสุกาดาสนะมาลากันดาเวลิปาลาดารณามันดานาวิปุสัญญาตานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะดังสมาธิยามิปูชาสายนามหาสายนาเวรมณีสิกขาปะดังสมาธิยามิสาธุสาธุสาธุ
โอเควิวไปรับสปายตัวทริปเปอร์จัมบุตังปจิมิดัมมังปจิมิสังฆังปจิมิYou're supposed to have meditation, huh? 9 to 10:30, okay? Okay, those who already know how to meditate, you can start straight away. Those who are quite new or still need instruction, I will give again, huh?Always remember the purpose and your focus when you develop this meditation. The main purpose is to train your mind to develop the sati or mindfulness, then stabilize it, then use it to cultivate noble eightfold path, leading to wisdom. When you do that, you develop heedfulness.So whatever happens in the meditation, you always bring back to focus. Am I doing my mental training? Then you already trained, you're stable already, you don't need to train. So a lot of things that people do, you don't have to do. Because the moment you sit with your faith, sadha, virya, sati, you are already peaceful. So you don't have to go and do all those things anymore. You just silent your mind, relax and aware within.Then observe and investigate what is going on. The silent mind will understand. Former sitting is to develop a stability of silent mind. So that this silent mind is very stable, it understands. Then it can develop the appropriate wisdom. And you need to slowly, mindfullyUse this trained state of silent mind to move into daily mindfulness, to use it to live life, to use it to develop the direct seeing in daily life. The form of meditation also can bring about a lot of insight if you know how to do. So this is for those who already know how to meditate.You still got problem with your hindrance. Your mind still got a lot of thinking and restlessness. Then you can use some skillful means to help overcome them. You can start with mind sweeping method. I will describe afterwards. Then you combine with loving kindness or metta. Mind sweeping method can...decondition the heedless thinking and make you peaceful, calm. You got inner peace. But you also need inner well-being. You also need love and well-being. So metta can give you the well-being and inner peace. Sorry. Metta can give you the well-being within. So immediately after you do this, you will have inner peace leading to inner well-being. Then the mind becomes quiet, there's clarity. But this quietness and clarity does not last. When you stop doing the mind sweeping method, your mind got nothing to do, so it will wander again, or it will become sleepy again. So what the Buddha recommends is, after you have trained your mind to develop some form of peace or awareness, then you stabilize it using anapanasati or any meditation object that you are familiar with. So it's up to you. So I will give you instruction on my sweeping method, loving kindness, followed by anapanasati. So you listen. Relax body and mind. Make sure you have a stable posture. You can sit on the floor, you sit. If you cannot, you can lean against a wall or sit against the bench or sit on the chair if your body cannot allow you to cross leg and do the sitting meditation. Or if you already skillful, you can do your lying down meditation. The posture is not critical. Any posture that can make your body and mind stable for you to develop this meditation, you can use. Then after that, you make sure your backbone is straight. Because as you meditate, if your backbone is not straight, when the chi build up, it cannot move. Then when your backbone is straight, it makes you more alert too. So you relax body and mind. Make sure your backbone is straight. Then after that, you close your eye. Then you maintain awareness or attention at your forehead. Just feel, don't think, feel. When you feel, if you can detect any tightness or any tension or any stress within, you relax and allow it to cease. Every muscle of it within, just relax into it. Allow it to cease. When you relax and silent, it will slowly, slowly cease. Or you can use your feeling to feel. To feel it soothingly relax and soothingly at peace. So when you can relax into it, the tension, the stress within, all they will release. Then you move the attention to your facial muscle, you feel. Again, you relax into it. Feel it soothingly, relax, relax and relax. Then you sweep it down to your facial muscle, strand by strand. Relax into it. Feel it soothingly, relax. Then in order to assist you to naturally relax, you combine with loving kindness meditation. You visualize yourself radiating a radiant smile in front of a mirror. When you can smile, you have joy. When you have joy, the body relaxes. Then after that, you radiate as follows. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. You must feel the well-being and happiness within your body and mind, your entire being, each and every cells within your body. You can repeat, may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel it, feel that positive energy of well-being and happiness. Then may it too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May its mind state too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. And you can radiate the same metta to your loved one. May my loved ones do be well and happy, well and happy. May they all do be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and trouble. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can radiate this same metta to all beings within this vicinity of Sampo Temple, including all Kayanamitas, Yogi. May they all too be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, both mental and physical suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can read it to all beings. May all beings throughout the whole of Brinchang, the whole of Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, the whole of Mother Earth planet, our solar system, our Milky Way, our galaxy, and the whole universe. May they all too be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their mind states too be free from enmity, be free from any ill will or negative mental state, like fear, worry, and anxiety. May they all too be well and happy. May their mind too be peaceful always. Then may there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then we will move on to stabilize this spiritual faculty of sati, the calmness and the silent mind within, the awareness within. We bring our mind to our nostril in front, maintain attention there. Just like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing. Then like the Buddha said, breathing in, aware. The meaning is, the moment the sati or mindfulness detect the breathing, then just flow with it, be with it, at peace with it. So mind and breathing move as one, without thought there is anapana sati. Anapana is in and out breath, sati is mindfulness. So to develop anapana sati is to be mindful of this in and out breath. So when the mind and the breath move as one without thought in harmony, that is anapanasati. So train your mind to stabilize the sati in this way. Every time the mind wanders off, just patiently bring it back. Do not develop any unhappiness or aversion. If you are patient enough, this training is very simple. Not long, the mind will stabilize. It will move into anapanasati. Then when you can do anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, the mind will calm down. Then it will experience a type of peace the Buddha called piti. Piti is a type of spiritual joy, spiritual calmness, spiritual rapture that all cultivators will experience if they do it properly. When pity arises, allow it to arise. Be with it, silent. At peace with it, do not resist. Also do not cling or attach. Then continue to relax into it, then develop the anapanasati until it's more calm, more peaceful and more refined. From pity, you will transform and experience sukha. Sukha is a very blissful state, more peaceful and calm than pity. When sukha arises, you will like to meditate. But sukha is not an enlightenment factor. Sukha is just a blissful state of mind, so you need to be careful. You just experience it, but do not always look for it or cling onto it. Then you continue to relax into sukha. It will transform into what they call pasati. Pasati is a tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind. So as you relax into it and silent, your breathing also will change. Initially, you will develop deep breathing. Then after you have stabilized, the deep breathing will slowly slow down until it becomes very quiet and very subtle. So this subtle breathing will arise when pasati is developed. Then finally the subtle breathing, like you cannot detect it anymore. When that happens, you continue to silent and stay there. After a while, you can maintain that silence. Your mindfulness or sati will reach a more refined level that can detect the very fine breathing. Alternatively, when it's already quiet and silent, you can actually bring your awareness down to your heart area and silence everything, just like how you do your mind sweeping method. After you have developed metta, you go back to your facial muscle, you feel, then you relax, then you move on to your shoulder, feel, relax, neck, feel, relax, hand, feel, relax, just feel and relax, don't think, then return to shoulder. Then after that, you move your attention down to your heart or your chest area. When you do that, if you already have mindfulness or what, when you just feel, your sati or mindfulness will detect the heartbeat, or it will detect whatever vibration that arises. Because the more refined sati can do that. So after anapanasati stabilize, if it's very quiet, you can try to sweep it down to your heart area, like my sweeping method. Then you feel. That time, if you can feel the heartbeat, then stay with it, silent. Then understand how this pulse of light arises and passes away, arises and passes away. If you continue to be silent, you will understand a lot of things. Then you see how the vibration of this heartbeat from a cross pounding pupa, pupa, pupa until it slows down. Then you will feel all those movements. Then finally, when you are very peaceful, very quiet, and very tranquil and very still, then all of the heartbeat become very subtle, like very slow and very subtle. Then that time you continue to silent and stay there. Then stabilize that heart area, around the heartbeat area. As you do that, the heart chakra will slowly open with the awareness, pure energy. You are not using thought, you just stay there silent and aware. Then you develop whatever understanding that arises. Because your physical body got senses, five senses. You got the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, and the tactile, and the thought. So you are silent at your heart base. Whatever that arises at the sense door, you will be aware. Then you can develop the understanding of what happened, so that you understand who you are, what you are. Then you will come to realize and witness all of the essential Dhamma that the Buddha taught within your mind state. How you function as a human being. How the mind moves according to certain nature's law. The Buddha called it dependent origination. You can investigate into it. Then through your views, opinion, and conditioning and delusion, how you attach, grasp, and cling on to the aspire aggregate of form and mind that stress you up and cause you suffering. You will start to understand and see them all. Then the essential Dhamma, the Four Noble Truths, five spiritual faculties, five hindrances, everything you will see. Then your daily contemplative wisdom can also arise. Especially the five daily contemplation and the three turning, the second turning wisdom within the three turning. So all these are part and parcel of the meditative training. So when you silent at the heart base, that silent mind can understand a lot of things. So I allow you to meditate and just train your mind that way. Then later about 10:30, I will ring the bell. Then we have our second session. Okay.